He was associated with the club, doing all sorts for us. He was our man in Parliament, but he was a brilliant fan as well. We used to meet him all the time in London matches, but also he would come up to the Riverside regularly to take in games. And he was a great listener. He would listen to you before saying anything back, but always had opinions. But I shared something with him that we were both optimists. So before the game, we'd be sort of saying, oh, I think we've turned the corner now, don't you, Alan? Yeah, I think we are. I think I've got a really good feeling about this. It's really going well. And then we'd meet up again after the match and we wouldn't say anything. I'd just look in his face and he'd just say, oh, basically, we are another 3-0 defeat. But yeah, we'll be back next week.
So you forged quite a close friendship with Alan.
Yeah, but I'm not alone because he was such an approachable guy. He put you at your ease straight away. One thing he did was host a lot of events in the House of Parliament for Middlesbrough fans, both for fans in London and myself. He once invited me down. He said, I said, can I interview Alan about your time in the Football Club? He said, yes, sure, and bring all your friends and we'll have tea on the terrace. We'll have a special House of Commons tea. And it was fantastic. And you know, all these people walking past and he was saying, oh, yes, that's the Home Secretary. And it was great, but you were with Alan. You didn't feel nervous at all because he just, as I say, put you at ease straight away. And that was the thing about him. You never knew who you'd have with him when he was at football matches. Because Neil Kinnock, before he was leader of the opposition, he was a regular at Borough matches with Alan. He would be on, like, Alan Keane would have his plus one guest or whatever, and it would be Neil Kinnock at Ayresome Park to see Middlesbrough.
So he always remained a fan of the club, even when he had the position he had in Parliament and everything, and he lived down south, obviously.
He did, very much. He'd lived there for many, many years, but he was always a Grangetown lad and immensely proud of it. And I think that's why his wife Anne wanted to bring him back this last time, because it never left him. He came here whenever he could, attended every function he could, and he just loved Middlesbrough and loved being a Middlesbrough fan. I believe his last wishes were he wants his ashes scattered from the top of the transporter so that the wind blows them past the riverside. Football Club was very much in his heart. He was incredibly proud of his time as a scout, and Anne, his wife, said to me that he just loved Middlesbrough fans and just loved being amongst them, and he was one of our own.